This is a podcast from the Refugee Studies Centre. To learn more about our work, please visit www.rsc.ox.ac.uk.
Beginning of September is a very awkward time in academia to hold any kind of event, so it's lovely to see so many of you here. I'm very happy to welcome you to the launch of three reports. One is our policy brief number 10, Protection in Europe for Refugees from Syria, which was actually preceded by a policy note, because the brief wasn't really that brief, coming to 77 pages, but there was just so much to say. So there is both a note, which is in fact the executive summary, and then the report. And as well, which was a very happy coincidence, is the launch of the post-migration review issue number 47, the Syrian crisis, or the Syria crisis, displacement and protection. So we have today, we're very fortunate to have the co-authors of the policy brief, Cynthia Orchard, who is a graduate from the University of Virginia School of Law, and actually now just completing her master's degree here at Oxford in the MA in International Human Rights Law. Andy Miller, who is a graduate of the University of Amsterdam in Public International Law, and also from Nottingham Law School. And Professor Emeritus Roger Zitter, who doesn't really need an introduction, former director of the Refugee Studies Center, and somebody who is very well known for his numerous reports on various issues regarding refugees and post-migrants. Because we have quite a full program, I'm going to keep our speakers very close to time. Cynthia and Andy will be part of what I would call the presentations and the question and answer session from about 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. They will give a brief overview of their findings regarding asylum policy in the EU and in the UK, and they will argue that containment of the refugee crisis to the Syrian region is unsustainable and advocate for European countries to open their doors to refugees and expand safe and legal route entry. Roger Zitter will be talking to or about a major article that he has written in the issue number 47 of the Forced Migration Review. I'm sure he'll say more, but this article actually summarizes, I believe, a very important study which he completed in February of this year that synthesized existing studies of costs, impact, and protection of refugees in the region. Our logic of presentation is I hope this may make sense. We're going to start with Roger Zetter's presentation in the Middle East region, and then we'll move very quickly then to the EU and the UK. I just thought I would give a couple of overheads, just three, just to make sure that we are all very clear about the size of the displacement. We talk about the nearly 3 million refugees from Syria who are registered in the neighboring countries of Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, and Egypt. So that basically we're talking about 96% of those who have fled the Syrian uprising or the civil war, or whatever term you want to give it, have been hosted by the neighboring countries. 96%. Some of the numbers are huge. Lebanon, more than 1 million, actually representing nearly 20% of the entire population of Lebanon. But Turkey, 800,000. Jordan, hosting somewhere in the region of 600,000. These are really huge numbers. However, one thing I think we should keep in mind, there are 6 million internally displaced people in Syria. Many of them are actually able to leave the country, but don't, for a number of reasons. Some of them are political. Others move back and forth across the Syrian border, establishing, again, a pattern of circular migration, which we first recognized with the Iraqi crisis between 2003 and 2010. With the exception of Germany, there really are very few initiatives in Europe. The primary aim of Europe seems to be to contain the crisis in the Eastern Mediterranean region and to reinforce Europe's borders. So I just show you the next slide. This is not quite as easy to read. You can't make out the numbers, but if you consider the size of the circles, and I just need to look myself, the really small circle represents 1,000, the larger circle represents 10,000 asylum requests. So, and the largest is 30,000, so Sweden, Germany, up to 30,000 asylum requests, but the UK, it looks more like 10,000, perhaps.